And being brown doesn't mean you're dumb, but there's a lot of people in this country who think that those things are the same. So this narrative is to challenge those dominant stories that are told in the media about our South Side every day. So what this is a gathering of students across 9 schools. Last year we had 7 schools with about 60 young warriors. This year we have 120 strong cast. We have this many warriors and we've made one village. And from this village, we are issuing this challenge to you all. Have a little bit of the courage that these young people show today. And if you have this courage, then maybe you might dream with us of an Aotearoa where all young people can achieve their full potential, and where they're not dictated to by a very colonising media and stories that are told about them. At the recent education summits, one of the opening speakers from Ngāti Whātua said, "If you do it for me, but without me, you do it to me." Yeah. So this is South Auckland speaking back. So from this one village, will you have the courage to stand with us? Will you have the courage to dream with us? Will you have the courage to make change with us? Because then if we can do that, then this is not just a show. This is not a show at all. This is literacy. This is research. And this is war. So welcome to Heads Held High. The doors will open shortly. Thank you for being with us today.
They went careful.
They'll just make up some story, focus on the bad,
like they always do.
Every single damn time.
Focusing on the bad.
Always the bad.
Give us a break!
Just for once.
For the sake of South Auckland. Focus on the good.
There's a lot of it here.
You promise.
Like I can't breathe, what would my father say? Would he smile like when I was younger and tell me it's okay? I used to pray to be yourself, you don't have to change. Because love is love at the end. Love is love at the end.
Are you ready? amazing.
It was fantastic.
It was inspirational.
I mean, it's powerful. It's kinetic in all the right ways. The commitment of those artists and the generosity of the storytelling. I mean, there's a fierceness to wanting to just them representing South Auckland that is intoxicating and captivating. And I think there's also a brilliance to the coordination of it all.
But there's universality in the particular, which is interesting. Because we work in schools and you see actually the issues between people and what they're experiencing. It's almost similar in each country, but then there's a spin on it. And you just, when you see things like this, you just keep realising it again and again, how there is particular and universality.
It's really good to hear the voice of the youth. Yes. That's what's so powerful. You all just feel fully engaged and immersed in what they're doing.
Reclaiming spaces and the physical actions and totally owning it, and that collective voice is so powerful.
Strong, they have good meaning behind them.
It was really engaging to the energy of the performers, and there's that cross-curricular drama, dance, music, and just the energy coming from all those kids. You can see how proud they are of what they're doing and the story that's there.
Yeah, I love the maturity of the message behind it. It's a very efficaciously focused piece, which in a, you'd see it's the perfect thing for a conference with a bunch of applied theatre academics to come to. They're spending a lot of time talking about the things that these kids are actually doing right now. Brilliant seeing activists in a completely different context I had no idea about, and have learned and been infected by their passion and energy to care about it, which is what you want a piece of theatre in this kind of context to achieve. And yeah, it's a real privilege to see artists as empowered as these young people, who both is incredibly talented, but it's what they're saying as well that's important.
Make me want to do it as well, and like seeing my homie over here as well. Shout out to Wesley College, shout out to Miss Polly. She's the reason why the Wesley boys are in it. So just a big thank you to Miss Polly.
We were saying that we were so happy to come out of the university and get especially a youth perspective on social relations in New Zealand.
If you want to join next year, join us. I've got an opportunity to show everyone what South Auckland is like, and what South Auckland provides for everyone.